Redfin's latest read on the market is blunt. New listings hit a four-month high while demand slipped, handing serious buyers a chance to get a deal done. That phrasing matters. It is not a market seizing up from a lack of homes. It is a market where sellers are moving and buyers are hesitating. At the same time, mortgage rates are holding fairly steady and inflation is calm enough that the Fed has room to leave its main rate unchanged. The pieces that were supposed to unlock demand are in place. Demand has not shown up. For 2 years, the story told about housing has been a supply story. Not enough homes built after the last downturn, not enough inventory turning over, would-be sellers locked into old low rates and unwilling to list. That story explained a lot for a while. It does not explain a four-month high in new listings arriving at the same moment demand slips. When supply loosens and demand still does not move, the honest reading is that supply was never the binding constraint on its own. Something else is holding buyers back, and it is not the mortgage rate they would be signing up for. The absorption number that should worry people more than rates do. NAHB's Eye on Housing reports that the multifamily absorption rate remains below 50%. That is not a rounding issue or a seasonal wobble, it is the headline. Fewer than half of newly completed multifamily units are being absorbed at the pace builders planned for. Combine that with single-family homes getting slightly smaller, per NAHB's own tracking, and the picture is of a building industry quietly adjusting its product to a buyer who is pickier, slower, and in some cases just not there. None of this is happening because credit is tight. Mortgage News Daily has been describing conditions as fairly calm and rates as holding fairly steady for weeks now, with attention shifting to whoever ends up on deck at the Fed rather than to any dramatic rate move. Inflation holding steady gives the Fed room to leave its main rate unchanged, which is normally the setup commentators point to as the moment demand should return. It has not. Rates are not the obstacle. The obstacle is whatever makes a household decide, even with a stable rate in front of them, that this is not the month to sign a lease or close on a purchase. It is worth being precise about what below 50% actually means in practice. Absorption rate measures how quickly newly delivered units are leased or sold relative to what was expected. A figure under 50% means more than half of new supply is sitting, unleased or unsold, past the point where it was projected to move. That is a slow-moving problem for anyone who financed those units expecting a faster fill rate, and it is a number that does not respond to a quarter-point shift in the benchmark rate. It responds to households actually forming, actually moving, actually deciding to commit. That is demand, not financing cost, and right now it is the thing missing from the equation. Supply keeps arriving because it was already committed. Listings hitting a four-month high is not sellers reacting to today's demand, it is the pipeline that was already in motion. Construction decisions made a year or two ago are landing now, on schedule, regardless of whether buyers are ready. That is the normal lag in housing, and it is exactly why absorption below 50% is the more honest number to watch than any single week's rate print. Rates tell you the cost of financing a purchase. Absorption tells you whether the purchase is actually happening. The multifamily side is instructive here too. Multifamily dives roundup of policy and legal moves this summer, and the arrival of a former EQR executive as CFO at Sun Communities, both point to an industry still staffing up and repositioning for growth, even as the units it already built sit at under 50% absorption. That is not incompetence. It is an industry that planned for a demand curve that has not materialized on schedule, and is now managing the gap between what it built and what the market is currently willing to take up. There is also a generational angle worth noting, even if it cuts against the immediate demand problem rather than solving it. Construction Dives reporting on what Gen Z brings to the industry describes a cohort saying, "There's got to be a better way," pushing on process and methods inside construction firms themselves. That is a supply-side conversation, about how homes get built, not about who is ready to buy them. It is a useful reminder that the industry's internal debates, about labor, about workflow, about who builds the next generation of housing, are running on a separate track from the demand question this piece is about. Fixing how a home gets built does not fix whether anyone is ready to live in it yet. Where the capital is actually going. It is worth noticing what is getting funded while residential demand stalls. SpaceX is reportedly planning a $100 billion spaceport in Louisiana. Texas is committing $138 billion to transportation infrastructure over 10 years. Maryland has accepted bids for key bridge demolition work. None of that is housing, and none of it needs to be, but it shows that construction capital and public investment are not frozen. They are simply flowing toward projects with clearer, more immediate demand signals, a spaceport with a named tenant, a transportation budget with a mandate, a bridge that has to come down before anything else can happen. Housing, by contrast, is the sector where the demand signal is the thing that is missing. That contrast is the clearest evidence that this is not a capital problem either. Money is available for large, long-horizon construction commitments when the demand or the mandate behind them is certain. A 10-year, $138 billion transportation program does not get committed on a guess, it gets committed because the need is already established. Housing right now cannot say the same thing about its own near-term buyer, even with financing costs behaving themselves. Why rate stability was never going to be the fix. The working assumption for the last 2 years has been that once mortgage rates settled down, buyers who had been sitting out would come back, absorbing the listings that builders and sellers had queued up. Mortgage rates have settled. Mortgage News Daily's own coverage, from hedging and workflow tools to jumbo product updates, describes an industry operating normally, not one straining under volatility. Rate stability arrived. Absorption did not follow it above 50%, and demand slipped even as listings climbed to a four-month high. That is the argument this week's numbers make, whether anyone intended it or not. The housing market does not have a supply problem or a rate problem right now. It has a demand problem, and demand problems do not resolve themselves just because financing got calmer. Redfin is right that serious buyers now have a chance to get a deal done. But a chance is not the same as a return. Until absorption moves back above 50%, every new listing is evidence of the same thing: sellers who are ready, and a pool of buyers that, for now, is not matching them.